So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentions a contradiction. In our Mishnah, it states, "Kala isa mitzah achas, mativin loy, asa in loy asa loy." He receives schar only if he actually fulfilled the mitzvah, but does not receive schar if he only refrains from an avera. However, the Braisa states, "Yashav lo av avera nisim lo schar ka isa mitzvah." If a person only refrains from committing an avera, he does receive schar as if he fulfilled the mitzvah. The Gemara answers, "Kigun shebod dvar avera liyodei benitz lemeno." The Braisa refers to a person who had before him an opportunity to do an avera, but overcame his yetzer hara and refrained from the avera. He does receive schar even though there was no active mitzvah, because as Rashi explains, a mitzvah yaseir mizu, there's no greater mitzvah than this. The Gemara cites a Braisa that discusses several distinctions between mitzvah and avera. Haschos, yesh lekaren v'yesh leperis. The schar for a mitzvah includes a reward for the actual mitzvah and additional benefits. However, regarding the einish for an avera, it depends. Avera sha'isa peris, yesh leperis. If a person's avera also caused other averas, as Rashi explains, he was an adam chashav, who other people followed in his ways. He receives an einish for both his avera and the other people's averas. However, v'she'ein isa peris, ein leperis. If the avera did not cause other averas, then the einish is only per the actual avera. Machshav teva mitzarfa lemaisa. And as Ravasi explains, chashav adam lasas mitzvah v'nenes v'loy asa, ma'ala lava kasav kilo asa. If one had intentions to do a mitzvah, but an einus prevented him from fulfilling it, Hashem considers it as if he has performed the mitzvah. However, machshava ra in a kadosh baruch hu mitzarfa lemaisa. If one had intentions to do an avera, but he did not actually commit the avera, his initial machshava is not considered as an actual avera. However, the Gemara makes a distinction based on the following pasuk: Hineni mevi la'am hazer ra pri machshavaisim. This implies that a machshava ra is treated as an actual avera. The Gemara offers two explanations. Machshava sha'isa pri, as Rashi explains, shekayim machshavta va'asa. His intentions bore fruit and he actually committed the avera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa lemaisa, and Rashi explains, v'nefra mimenu afa lamachshava. His machshava is also considered as an avera for which he's punished. Machshava sha'ein ba pri, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa lemaisa. If his intentions did not result in an actual avera, his machshava is not considered an avera. Ula says, the pasuk refers to a person who already twice committed one avera, and to him the avera seems permissible. Therefore, his machshava alone is also considered an avera, even if he did not yet commit the avera, because as Rashi explains, in chazuras l'shem shemayim, ela shlehot shechla. He did not regret his machshava, but rather he did not commit the avera only because he had no need for the avera anymore at that time. The Gemara teaches another exception, that regarding avodas kechavim, machshav teira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa lemaisa. Based on the pasuk, l'man tfais es beis Yisrael b'libam, asher nezeru me'alei b'gululeim kulam, because chamura akum, shekol ha'kifer bo kemoida b'chol ha'terah kula. Avodah zara is most stringent, and that someone who denies avodah zara is considered as if he confirms the validity of the whole Torah, and conversely, thoughts of avodah zara convey the opposite, chas v'shalom. Amr Bavo Mishum Reb Chanina, Noich Leili Odom Sheyav Aver B'Seser, V'al Yichal Shem Shemayim B'Fahesya. A person should rather commit an aver in private than to do it in public, where his act is also a desecration in Hashem's name. The Gemara cites a Braisa, Lo'olam Yira Odom Atzmai, Kilo Chetzi Chayiv V'Chetzi Zakai. A person should always assume that the sum of his averes are equal to his mitzvahs, and therefore, Asa Mitzvah Achas, Ashrav Shechri Atzmai L'Kav Schos. If he will fulfill even one mitzvah, the majority will now be mitzvahs, and he will be considered tzaddik. However, ava aver achas, oy lo yishchiyas asim lekav chayva. If he will commit even one avera, the majority will now be averas, and he will be considered a rasha. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon adds, lefisha oylam nidenacha rubai, v'hayochad nidenacha rubai. Both the world as a whole and every individual are judged based on the majority. Therefore, a person should always assume both, that the world consists of half tzaddikim and half rasham, and that his averis are equal to his mitzvahs. Therefore, asa mitzvah achas, ashrav shechriya es atzmai bes kala oylam lekav schos. However, ava avera achas, oyloy shechriya es atzmai bes kala oylam lekav chayva. Pshim ben Yoichi says, afil a tzaddik gomer kol yamav umarid ba'achroina ibir es rishaynis. And as the Gemara adds, betay al rishaynis. Even if a person was a tzaddik his whole life, but at the end he became a rasha and regrets all his previous mitzvahs, he forfeits the reward for all his mitzvahs. As the pasuk states, Tzidke satzadik leisatzelena b'yem pishay. But if he does not regret his previous mitzvahs, he does receive reward for them. V'afel a rasha gamar kol yama va'asa tshuva ba'achreina ein maskirin le'shuv rishay. If a person who was a rasha his whole life, but at the end he did tshuva, He's not punished for all previous averus, as the pasuk continues, "V'risha sarasha li'koshabal b'yim shuvay mirisha." Zok the Mishnah, "Kosher yeshne b'mikro b'mishna b'derech eretz loy b'meheru chayte." A person who occupies himself with three matters, he learns chumash, he learns mishnah, and he works, will refrain from sin. This alluded to in the pasuk about chuta meshulash loy b'meheru yinotek. However, v'choshe eino loy b'mikro loy b'mishna loy b'derech eretz eino min hayishuv. And someone who does not occupy himself with these matters will not refrain from sin, and he is therefore not a part of society. The Gemara mentions an incident in which Reb Tarfon and other Chacham were assembled, and they were presented with the following question: Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol? Which one's greater, to learn Torah or to fulfill mitzvahs? Reb Tarfon said, Maisa Gadol. Reb Akiva said, Talmud Gadol. Nenu kulam ba'amru Talmud Gadol shad Talmud meibul de Maisa. The Chacham all concluded that to learn Torah is greater, because this also brings a person to fulfill mitzvahs in which both Talmud and Maisa are fulfilled. Rabbi Yesi says, Gadol Talmud shekodem l'chal arbaam shana. The Torah is greater than mitzvahs, as the Torah was given in the first year in the Midbar, 40 years before the mitzvah of challah, which the Yidden fulfilled only upon their entry to Eretz Yisrael. L'trumas u'la maisus, chamishim ba'arba. And the Torah was given 54 years before the mitzvah of trum and maiser, which they fulfilled only 14 years later after Yerusha B'Yeshiva, after the land was conquered and settled. L'shmitim, shishim ba'achas, which was 61 years before the mitzvah of Shemitah, which they fulfilled only 7 years after Yerusha B'Yeshiva. L'yavlois, me'yiv v'shalish, which was 103 years before the mitzvah of Yevil, which they fulfilled only 49 years after Yerusha B'Yeshiva. The Gemara continues, U'kashem sha'alimit koidim l'maisa, kach dina koidim l'maisa. And just as the mitzvah to learn Torah precedes all of the mitzvahs, so too the Bezdin Shel Mala judges a person for his Torah learning before other mitzvahs. U'kashem shadina kodem l'maisa, kach schar kodem l'maisa. And he also receives reward for Torah before other mitzvahs. The Mishnah mentioned, v'chol she'enu lo'y b'mikra v'lo'y b'mishnah v'lo'y b'derech eretz, enu min ha'yishuv. Rabbi Yechanan adds, u'pasal edus. He's also disqualified to testify in Bezdin because, as Rashi explains, ein makbar al atzmai v'ein lo'yishuv upon him. He doesn't care for his actions because he has no shame, and he might therefore even testify falsely. Similarly, the Braisa states, Ha'ichel b'shuk, ha'reza demel kelef. A person who eats in the marketplace is similar to a dog. V'yesh aymrim, pasul edus, and some say he's also disqualified for edus because he has no shame. Amar Avida bar Oven, halacha ki yesh aymrim, hagno lach isha niknis, where Baruch Shem completed the first parak of Masechet Kedushin, and we'll begin the second parak of Ish Makadosh in the next year, the Ezras Hashem.